Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear, forget also thine own people, and thy father's house, so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. For he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Psalms chapter 45 verses 10 and 11.
Was ever a proposal of marriage couched in more delicate and beautiful phrase? With astonishment I read it again and again. Surely it can mean nothing less than this. I am invited by the King of Kings to become the bride of his royal son, his only begotten son and heir of all things. And since clothed with the imputed robe of his righteousness, which hides all the unrighteousness of my own robes, I am really considered beautiful in the eyes of the king, I am told, so that he desires to make me his bride, if I am willing for his dear sake to forget my own people and my father's, Adam's, house, the world in general, with all its hopes, aims and ambitions. Reprint 1494. The text again.
Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear, forget also thine own people, and thy father's house, so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. For he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Psalms chapter 45 verses 10 and 11.